This week on the Magic Musicals and Theatre podcast, I will be talking to Julian Bird about the forthcoming Olivier nominations and indeed the awards night itself. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Theatre Awards and about dance. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre podcast. Well, it's that time of year when we get terribly excited about the Olivier Awards. So sitting opposite me is the man who knows everything about the Olivier Awards. It's Julian Bird, the chief executive of the Society of London Theatre.
Is that right? Correct, yes.
Well done, me.
Well done, yes.
Now, we're going to two podcasts because there's so much to cover with the Olivier Awards. If you heard last week's, you'll know that we were talking about musical theatre and about opera. And this week, we're going to talk about straight plays, as I would call them, being old-fashioned. I don't know, do we call them straight plays anymore?
I think lots of people do, yeah.
Okay, well,
some comedies in there as well. It's right. Not all just deadly serious.
So, but once without songs, particularly.
Indeed. Yes.
And dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the Olivier's cover all aspects of theatre. Let's go straight in with the category that I think is one of the most interesting categories, which is Best New Play. The Inheritance, which has had the most amazing reviews, people just said was incredibly moving. That's in the Best New Play category.
Absolutely. It's got 8 nominations by a young American writer. It's this sort of two-part odyssey, if you like, sort of charting a group of friends over a number of years and their relationships. So it touches on kind of the AIDS crisis in America and then what happened with that and how it affected people's relationships. I mean, mesmerically moving, over 2 parts, with the most extraordinary sort of ensemble company, with also Vanessa Redgrave in there in the very final part of the very final act. Each of the 2 parts were in 3 acts, and she was in the final part of the 3rd act.
And did you have to go and see? Was it one of those things you had to go and see both parts?
You could have seen part 1 and not seen part 2, but I mean, it did tell a whole story.
Could you see part 2 and not part 1? No.
I don't know if anybody did, but right. I mean, it was one of, you know, the nights I will remember, the days, I should say, I will remember in the theatre for a very long time, I have to say. Most extraordinary performances. Carl Soller is nominated for, you know, lead actor as well for his kind of leading performance in that. And Vanessa Redgrave is nominated for her role. It was a stellar play. An amazing cast, very well staged. Stephen Daldry, a great production, rightly nominated many times over.
It's interesting, I think, looking at the Best New Plays, because that one comes from the Young Vic, then transferred to the Noel Coward.
Correct.
Then we've got something from the National, which is the Lehman Trilogy,
which of course is about to transfer into the West End at the Piccadilly in May.
So one from the Trafalgar Studios, which was Misty.
Well, that actually started at the Bush Theatre, so a very small Shepherd's Bush,
tiny thing that
transferred. Absolutely.
And the last one, Sweat, from the Donmar.
Yes, and Sweat was done in America originally, and then this new version was mounted here.
It sort of shows that those theatre houses are still giving out really, really good new work.
Oh, absolutely. It's we're obviously in the nominations. That's the nature of award shows. You could only kind of nominate so many. But I mean, if you were to look through the list of what was eligible, I mean, the most extraordinary list of plays. And I think, you know, the UK really does still lead the way in terms of new writing, in, you know, particularly in drama. It's kind of our history, our pedigree, our everything else. And I think, you know, every year we look at these lists and go, you know, any of these would be worthy winners. It's not like there's a clear runaway winner, I don't think.
And it's great to see that smaller theatres, as you said, coming from the Bush, but then there is a chance for those plays to transfer.
Absolutely.
And it's like they have their tryout. They're obviously a huge success. And then they go whizzing into the West End.
Absolutely. I always talk about, with my slightly political hat on, you know, the extraordinary UK and London theatre scene is this melting pot of subsidised, or, you know, theatres that have some public subsidy in them, or public funding, and pure commercial. And the two kind of working together somehow produce these extraordinary productions. And you see that here this year.
And then I suppose the other end of the scale, that's the Best New Plays. Then we've got the Best Revivals, which are, well, some of the absolute classics, King Lear.
Yes.
The Lieutenant of Inishmore, The Price at Wyndham's, and Summer and Smoke at the Almeida, and then into the Duke of York's.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, some classic plays, you know, with extraordinary performances at their heart. You know, Ian McKellen back in the West End, started at Chichester in King Lear. The Prices, of course, David Suchet, actually started at Bath last summer. It was in the Bath summer season and is now having a longer run here. Extraordinary young actress Patsy Ferran in Summer and Smoke. So, you know, plays are revived for a reason, often with someone at their heart and with something to say. And I think, you know, all of those, you know, that's the case.
Well, actually, that probably takes us to the Best Actor nominations, because we've just mentioned a few. Ian McKellen is nominated for his Lear. David Suchet is nominated for The Price. Then we've got the chap you mentioned, Carl Soller, from The Inheritance.
Yeah.
Arinze
Kenny.
Kenny.
From Misty, who wrote it, put it together.
Oh, of course. Yes, he plays Arinze.
Arinze, yeah. Yeah. And then, the trio who together... Some people go, why are there three people nominated together? It's because the whole Lehman trilogy, they play multiple parts and they play different versions of the Lehman brothers the whole way through. So their roles are, you can't kind of separate one out. But of course, you know, Adam Godley, Ben Maher, Simon Russell Beale, incredibly well-known stage actors.
Have we had joint winners before like that?
We have the Matilda. The Matilda, if you remember back in 2012. The three girls who played Matilda all won jointly. So yes, it has happened. Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting that, because I always think with an ensemble piece, I think it's really hard to pick out individual people. But on the other hand, it seems a shame they can't be nominated just because they're in an ensemble piece.
Yes, I mean, in this particular case, it was only the three of them in the production. They all interchanged roles. That's how the whole piece was written. So that was how we, you know, the producers put them forward as a trio together, and that was agreed.
And then for Best Actress, we've got a very strong list here, haven't we?
Extraordinary, I think. Yeah. Yes, you know, both. And actually, in both actor and actress categories, you know, it's lovely to see the real established, famous, if you like, actors. Mm-hmm. But some of, you know, less well-known. So, you know, we've got Gillian Anderson and for All About Eve, which is on at the moment in the West End. And Eileen Atkins, of course, in her 80s, Dame Eileen Atkins, you know, for The Height of the Storm. But then, as I said earlier, you know, Patsy Ferran, who's in Summer and Smoke, a very young actress, you know, really breaking through, really, at the moment. Catherine Parkinson, who lots of people will know from kind of comedy roles on television, but at the heart of this new...
Yes, that's for in this play, Home, I'm Darling.
Which is nominated for Best New Comedy.
Yes.
With some other productions, which started in Wales at Clwyd and then has moved to the National and now in the Duke of York's and then goes back on tour a little bit. So, she, remarkable central role in that. And then, of course... the final one being Sophie Okonedo for Antony and Cleopatra at the National. So, you know, some actresses who have very long established careers, some real newcomers, and then one or two who are sort of, you know, up, you know, kind of breaking through after some years in the business. So a lovely list, I think.
Mm. And it gives more people a chance, I guess, because we do split up comedy from...
We do, yes. We do split comedy out just to try and do that.
I think is a good thing, because they don't do that in the film awards, and people are always complaining with film
It's always
awards.
Hard.
There's never any awards for people in comedies, because they tend to go to the King Lears. They tend to go to the really heavy parts. And it's nice that you have a chance to show that, you know, performing comedy is a phenomenal skill.
And I guess that is a danger. And, you know, it's great to see these coming through. As I said, you know, the list of eligible productions of new writing is so long that over the years, you know, there's become this split at the Olivier Awards. So just to give those comedies a chance, I guess.
Mm. Then we've got the supporting actors. So obviously we've got the three nominated together. It's a group for lead actor.
Yes.
So they're not in the supporting
ones.
No,
that's right.
But we've got Keir Charles as Chris Tarrant and various in Quiz.
Indeed.
Which was those at the Noel Coward Theatre.
I should explain, Quiz was about you'll remember the kind of coughing major, the scandal around Who Wants to Be a Millionaire done as a play. Mm-hmm. And Keir Charles played Chris Tarrant effectively on stage, yeah.
Now, Adrian Lucas as Walter Franz in The Price. I didn't see The Price. I haven't seen Adrian Lucas for...
About lots of people
35
would.
35 years, but I did a play with him.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Yes, about AIDS. It was the first AIDS play, and we did it at the Man in the Moon Theatre on the King's Road in about 1985.
Yeah. Gosh.
I'm glad to see he's still going, because I'm not, clearly.
Lots of people would, it's hard to describe him, lots of people would recognise him from all sorts of dramas on television.
I see him on the
stuff.
Telly. He's always popping up. He has a very good period drama face, does
That's
Adrian.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, we often see him in a pair of tight trousers.
Absolutely. I should explain The Price, which we've talked about several times, is an Arthur Miller play about a couple of brothers whose father has recently died, and they bring an antiques person round to kind of value and will they sell all the belongings in this flat. David Suchet plays the art collector, or the art dealer, I should say. Adrian Lucas plays one of the two brothers.
One of the new plays that hasn't been open very long is All About Eve, which and Monica Dolan is nominated as Karen Richards in that.
Yes.
Monica,
this is her second nomination, second year in a row. She was nominated actually for her own play that she wrote in the affiliates category last year, and now is nominated for her role in All About Eve. What kind of almost, although the supporting role in the show, it's very much the central role, almost the storyteller, the narrator, and coming in and out of character. Quite an extraordinary performance, rightly nominated, I feel. So
then when we get to Best Director, we actually mix up the theatre and the musicals. So we've got several directors, and we covered them in the musical section.
Yes.
But we have got Stephen Daldry, as you mentioned, for The Inheritance. And we've got Sam Mendes for The Layman. Well, these names come back again and again.
Yeah, I mean, these are some of our most famous established directors, huge film directors as well as stage directors here, you know, in the UK. And then, lovely once again, Rebecca Frecknell, you know, a younger director coming through, if you like, for Summer and Smoke. So once again, a lovely list of the kind of established talent and some newcomers as well.
And then it's funny how the same plays do come back again and again, don't they? Set design. Again, we've got The Inheritance and The Layman Trilogy and Home, I'm Darling. So those ones are, you know, as you say, lots of nominations for each of
them. The voters got very heavily behind them and really, really loved them. And so you do see those coming back. Yeah.
And I suppose the thing is, once you've got a great set design and a great director, then the actors are going to give their best performances. You've got
about, you know, when a production really takes off, it's when all those different elements come together. And it's such a cliche, isn't it? But then it's the sum of more than the parts. It's somehow they all mould together, the acting, the direction, the design in all its different elements.
Lighting,
costume.
Design, you know, and come then, from away, The Inheritance, Summer and Smoke, all nominated
And then it kind
design.
Of comes together in one whole, and that's when a production really takes off for the audience, I think. So it's not a surprise, I think, when you often see things coming back. But I would say this year, you know, it is without doubt one of the most open years, if you like. You know, we go into the night on April the 7th, really with most of the categories being too close to call. I mean, I don't think you'd find many people who would nail their colours to the mast and go, this is definitely going to win. It's a very open year. And I think that will make for a lot of excitement on the night, because people genuinely won't know.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of years where, because last year was Hamilton and the year before that we had the Harry Potter that did walk away with a lot. So it'll be rather fun to have, you know, as you say, a much more open contest.
Exactly, as those years transpired, that's exactly what happened. But you know, it feels a much more open year this year. So,
although, who knows, one of these might dominate, and then we'll be going, oh, they've won again, they've won again.
One of these might. But I mean, you know, last year Hamilton, I think, had 13 nominations. You know, so nothing's got more than 9 this year. It's very much more spread even this year in the categories. So it'll be interesting to see for all of us.
What are we going to see on the night, Julian?
What are we going to see?
What are we going to see
on stage?
Night? Yes.
I think it's wonderful that all 7 nominated musicals will be performing on the night, which is quite fantastic, including those that aren't running anymore. So just on the new musicals, we've obviously got Come From Away, which we've talked about, last week. That extraordinary production around the planes that landed in Gander in Newfoundland on 9/11. The Six Wives of Henry VIII, this great kind of pop rock musical from the arts. Adrienne Warren, will be Tina for the night.
She'll be giving us her Tina
on the night from Tina Turner musical. Wonderful, you know, Fun Home are performing and people will find out what that's about on the night, but it's going to be, I think it could be quite tear-jerking, that actually, on the night. And then the revivals are all performing as well. So the full company of Company, are performing as a company, which will be fantastic. And then Sharon D. Clarke, who's nominated, will be performing from Caroline or Change. And then, although all the people nominated for King and I are American or from overseas, we are, with the producers, putting together a very special performance, I think, around The King and I, which, of course, although was on last summer at the Palladium, is about to start an enormous UK tour, which is going to go on for like the next 12, 18
months. With the same cast or different?
No, different totally cast. Different cast.
Okay. That production.
That production, right. But, you know, there's going to be some rather special people performing in that King and I excerpt on the night. So it's going to be a really fun night. You know, we have those seven, and then, you know, a couple of other really special things.
I think one of the special things, unless I've got this wrong, dance is
Matthew Bourne. Getting the special award. Absolutely, yes.
So it is a year for dance, and to celebrate him. I mean, obviously he's won Olivier's before.
He's won Olivier's before, but you know, to get the special award is obviously a huge achievement, I guess. You know, reflects his extraordinary impact on theatre, not just the dance world, in sort of taking dance to, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people across the UK through his productions, but also, of course, he's a huge choreographer in musicals as well. Not least, you know, Oliver and Mary Poppins, which comes back to the West End this summer. Matthew will be receiving his award at the end of the evening, and might be a little special performance somewhere in there as well.
A dance performance?
Might be. We'll see, won't we? There might well be a little something on the night, so which I hope people will really enjoy as well, which we've been working with Matthew on. And, you know, we do have a few other specials. We're not going to give everything away, but, the one thing which we are incredibly excited about is, of course, it's Lion King's 20th anniversary in the West End this year. So
20 years, golly.
People will, I hope, really enjoy a rather magnificent, special little Lion King moment in the show as well. So, which will be a lot of fun, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you can hear the show live on Magic Radio on April the 7th. What time do we start, Julian?
The show goes live at 6, but I think you're going to be on air a little before, aren't you? With a few interviews and getting
the... We have to have a bit of a build-up from the red carpet.
And it'll be, you know, this will be great.
We enjoy all of that. And that we're the best place to do it, because it is absolutely
completely live.
Completely live. You can watch it on telly a bit later, but that's not the same. You want to get the real atmosphere and be live with me and Ruthie down in the basement of the Albert Hall. So tune in April the 7th from 6 o'clock or a bit before.
Absolutely.
That was Julian Bird giving us some insights into the forthcoming Olivier Awards, which are on April the 7th. And if you enjoyed listening, well, go to the website and rate us. Thank you.